You may have heard the term dicamba in the news quite a bit lately. The Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting is holding an event for people to discuss dicamba and some of the issues surrounding it. That event is coming up this evening at the Champaign Public Library, beginning at 7 p.m. It's in the Robeson Pavilion Room, having a panel discussion and a question and answer session to follow as well. And here to discuss that with us is Anna Casey from the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Anna, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I think most people have heard, at least heard the term dicamba. If you could just tell us a little bit about dicamba, what it is, and why there's been so much discussion around it.
Right. So dicamba is actually a very old herbicide. It's been around for 50 years. So it's a weed killer. And the issue that came up last growing season was a new formulation of dicamba. And that version of dicamba volatilized and spread to neighboring fields. So the Illinois Department of Agriculture and agriculture departments in other states received thousands of complaints from farmers. So there were over 2,500 complaints nationally.
And if I recall correctly, part of this is that the large ag company Monsanto had developed a seed, a soybean seed, that was dicamba resistant. Is that correct? And that then allowed farmers using that seed to spray dicamba without any harm to their fields. But then there became a problem with it drifting onto non-dicamba resistant fields. Is that correct?
Right. So Monsanto, as well as BASF, another agriculture company, developed new formulations of the herbicide dicamba to be sprayed on their Xtend soybeans. So that's a soybean that they developed to be resistant to new formulations of dicamba so that it would kill weeds without killing the soybean.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really where the issues came from this year.
All right, very good. And you mentioned there's been a lot of discussion about this, not only in the state of Illinois, but across the country. There have been some states that have taken pretty drastic action against dicamba, haven't there?
Right. So Arkansas and Missouri have banned dicamba spraying during certain months. And in Arkansas, at least, that will effectively outlaw dicamba spraying for most of the season. So here in Illinois, the restrictions go as far as the label. So dicamba is now a restricted use pesticide, meaning only certified applicators can apply it. And they require an additional dicamba training. So the EPA has taken steps, the US EPA, but also a few states like Arkansas and Missouri have taken additional steps to put restrictions on spraying.
Okay. And let's get to the event itself. As we mentioned, it's coming up this evening at the Champaign Public Library. There will be a panel discussion. Who's on the panel tonight?
So we'll have Jean Payne from the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. She's the president of that organization. And they represent the crop production and supply industry. Then we'll also have Aaron Hager, who's a weed scientist with the University of Illinois Extension, and Stephanie Porter, who is a certified crop advisor. So she speaks with many farmers, particularly soybean farmers, about how to improve soybean production. So we have a great panel of experts. I think it should be a great conversation.
Sure. And you mentioned there'll be a question and answer session as well afterward about how long is being allotted for that part of the program.
So we'll have about 30 minutes in the program where community members can ask questions of the experts and contribute to that conversation as well.
And who's moderating the discussion?
The discussion will be moderated by Brant Houston, who's the Knight Chair in Investigative and Enterprise Reporting at the University of Illinois.
All right. Very good. It's coming up tonight at the Champaign Public Library in Robeson Pavilion Room A, a panel discussion and question and answer session all about dicamba, its effects on crops and the environments. That's coming up this evening. Anna Casey with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.